Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. First order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana, from the Advocate Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals, as evidenced at tract numbers 42895 through 42904, have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale, and no tracts will be recommended to be withdrawn from today's sale, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids. Thank you.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on track 42895. We did receive one bid on track 42896, advertised as 14 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,456, or a per acre value of $604. Annual rentals are $4,228. Royalties are 25%. We received two bids on track 42897, advertises 2,173 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 4.17 acres. The bidder is Mack Energy Company. Mack Energy Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,255.17. $1,255.17. Or a per acre value of $301. Annual rentals are $627.59. $627.59. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 42897 is for a portion containing 150.25 acres. The bidder is Merit Energy Services, LLC. Merit Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $72,270.25. $72,270.25. Or a per acre value of $481. Annual rentals are $36,136. $36,136. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on track 42898. We did receive one bid on track 42899, advertised as 2,152.21 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 49.64 acres. The bidder is Mack Energy Company. Mack Energy Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $14,941.64. $14,941.64, or a per acre value of $301. Annual rentals are $7,470.82. $7,470.82. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42900. We did receive one bid on track 42901, advertised as 334.82 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $184,485.82. $184,485.82, or a per acre value of $551. Annual rentals are $92,242.91. $92,242.91. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42902, advertised as 264.5 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $145,739.50. $145,739.50. Or a per acre value of $551. Annual rentals are $72,869.75. $72,869.75. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42903, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $22,040. $22,040. Or a per acre value of $551. Annual rentals are $11,020. $11,020. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42904, advertised as 452.087 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $249,099.94. $249,099.94, or a per acre value of $551. Annual rentals are $124,549.97. $124,549.97. Royalties are 22.5%. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn opening the bids meeting. The committee meeting should begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Mr. Segura?
Mr. Segura, are you present?
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
and myself do have a quorum. I'd like to appoint Mr. Talbot and Mr. Bradbury as a designate, and please present the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. We actually have a very short agenda. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. As of today, we have 1,909 active leases covering nearly 844,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 170 leases covering 50,000 acres, and of those 170, there are no leases to discuss in more detail today. Therefore, Mr. Bradbury will give you the force majeure report.
Good morning, Mr. Arnold, ladies and gentlemen of the board, and special welcome to Mr. Schutz, secretary. This morning, the first item is a request by Chevron to extend recognition of the force majeure on the unitized portions of state lease 19534, 19536, and 19547 for 6 months until the March 13, 2013 board meeting. The second item on this is Apache, Black Elk Energy, Energy Properties, and Hillcorp Energy request an extension of force majeure recognition on state leases and operating agreements listed below for an additional 6 months until the March 13 Mineral and Energy Board meeting, March 13, 2013. Two new items to be brought to the board's attention are MAC Energy and the Saratoga Energy for operating agreements A0313 and A0311. These are both due to rig availabilities, and also they're both vying for the same rig. Once MAC gets the rig on location and is through with it, Saratoga will be using the same rig to conduct a reworking or drilling operation. We recommend that the board recognizes a force majeure on items 3 and 4 for 90 days, and we recommend that the board accept the items 1 and 2 for extension until the March 13 board meeting.
Ready? Mr. Sanders, you have a question?
No question. Motion.
Any comments or questions from the public? Have a motion from the committee?
I move we approve the committee's recommendation.
Move by Mr. Sanders to accept the committee's recommendation. Second by Mr. Segura. Any comments or questions from the committee? Anyone opposed? Hearing none. The item passes. Thank you, gentlemen. We are adjourned. I'll take a roll call for nomination track committee. Mr. Schutz? Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Diaz?
Here.
And myself, we do have a quorum. Mr. Fontenot, I'd also like to appoint you as a designee to present the agenda items, please.
Morning, Mr. Arnold, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning, sir.
Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 10 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish for where the lands are located for today's lease sale. 25 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the November 14, 2012 lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the November 2012 lease sale.
You've heard Mr. Fontenot's report and recommendation. Any motion, please? Moved by Mr. Sanders to accept. Second by Mr. Segura. Any comments or questions from the public? Any from the committee? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. That is everything, right, Mr. Fontenot?
That will complete it, sir.
Okay. And then the committee is adjourned. Thank you. Taking roll for the audit committee. Mr. Diaz? Nope, you're here, right? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
And Mr. Klein? Myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Ms. Rachel Newman. How you doing?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you.
I'd like to appoint you our designee to present the agenda items today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm happy to accept.
Thanks.
Item number one is a recoupment request from Apache Corporation for an overpayment in the amount of $86,295.61. State lease numbers involved are 13287 and 15042. For the sales months of May 2009 and March 2012, Apache paid oil royalties based on an incorrect estimated volume, which resulted in an overpayment. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed an overpayment was made, and we recommend that Apache Corporation be allowed to recoup an overpayment of $86,307.86 from future royalties.
You have heard staff's report and recommendation. Any motion, please?
Move.
Move by Mr. Gura, second by Mr. Sanders. Any comments or questions from the public? Any comments or questions from the committee? Anyone opposed? Hear none? Item one on the agenda is approved.
Item number two is a recoupment request from Apache Corporation for an overpayment in the amount of $171,752.82. State lease numbers involved are 20223 and 20224. For the sales month of November 2011, Apache paid gas royalties based on an incorrect volume, which resulted in the overpayment. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that Apache Corporation be allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
You've heard the staff's report and recommendation. A motion, please.
Sanders, move.
Move by Mr. Sanders.
Second.
Second by Mr. Segura. Any comments or questions from the public? Any comments or questions from the committee? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item three.
Item number three is a recoupment request from Meritech Resources Incorporated for an overpayment in the amount of $26,023.40. The state lease number involved is 01772. For the sales month of February 2011, Meritech paid oil royalties based on incorrect volumes and values, which resulted in an overpayment. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment was made and recommends that Meritech Resources Incorporated be issued a check because they are no longer a payer with the state.
You have heard staff's report recommendation?
Move it. We approve it.
Mr. Sanders?
Second.
Approves motion. Second by Mr. Gura. Any comments or questions from the public? Any from the committee? Hearing none, the motion is approved. Thank you.
Item number four is a penalty waiver request from Aspect Energy, LLC for a penalty in the amount of $18,103.59 billed for audit exceptions. The field audit from March 2007 through December 2011 began on August 22, 2011. Total royalty collected during the audit period is $611,140.35. This was the first audit of Aspect Energy. They were very cooperative in their accommodations and scheduling and great about providing documents and granting access to key personnel. There were no difficulties obtaining timely responses to questions or any requests for additional records. Both royalty and interest were paid very promptly. The company has taken corrective measures to prevent future recurrence. Aspect Energy, LLC paid the state a total of $63,619.85 in royalty exceptions and $12,665.15 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, staff is recommending a 100% waiver. The amount of the reduction would be $18,103.59 with no balance due the state.
You've heard staff's report recommendation. Mr. Sanders moves to accept.
Second.
Second, Mr. Segura. Any comments or questions from the public? Any comments or questions from the committee? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Item 5.
Item number 5 is a penalty waiver request from WLE Incorporated for a penalty in the amount of $17,127.07 billed for audit exceptions. The field audit for May 2008 through December 2009 began on August 23, 2010. Total royalty collected during the audit period is $509,812.86. This was the first audit of WLE. They were very cooperative in their accommodations and scheduling, as well as providing documents and granting access to key personnel. There were no difficulties in obtaining responses. Everything was provided timely, and they did provide additional records upon request. Royalty and interest were paid very promptly. The company has taken corrective measures to prevent future recurrence of such errors. WLE Incorporated paid the state a total of $64,811.72 in royalty exceptions and $7,372.57 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, we are recommending a 100% penalty waiver. The amount of the reduction would be $17,127.07 with no balance to the state.
Sanders moves.
Mrs. Sanders, in a motion to approve staff's report and recommendation. Been seconded by Mrs. Segura. Any comments or questions from the public? Any from the committee? Hearing anyone opposed? There's none. Item 5 carries. Item 6.
Item number 6 is the staff report to the committee that the election for September 2012 gas is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman. Just to point out, I think we waived all penalties today and gave back money on the first four items.
This is correct.
Pretty industry friendly, I think, today.
I would agree.
There being no further items, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Dewey. Mr. Heck.
Good morning, morning. Mr. Sanders.
Good to be with you this morning. Now I call the roll. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Cadera. Diaz. Ingram. Martin. Sanders present. Fine. Got you right. Yes, sir. We have a quorum. Mr. Heck, you want to be a presenter today, or you want to have Ms. Dewey do this?
Ms. Dewey will do it.
Thank you, sir. Thank
she
you.
She is volunteer.
I'll be your designee.
Oh, okay. You're the designee.
All right. Let's get started. Item number 1 is a request for final approval of an operating agreement between the state and Texas Petroleum Investment Company, wherein the state would get a state production interest of 25% before payout, 25.5% after payout. This is on former state lease 17852 in Iberia Parish. It's been executed and properly advertised, and it's on the docket as item 1225. We recommend approval.
Chair will entertain a motion.
Move to accept.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. Mr. Arnold for the second. Any staff board comment on this issue? Any public comment on this issue? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries.
Thank you. Item number 2 is a request for final approval of a compromise agreement and release between the state through the Department of Natural Resources, Office of Mineral Resources, and Albert Pratts et al. What this was six consolidated concursus cases that were pending in Plaquemines Parish. The suit numbers are in your packets. This has been approved in principle. It has been properly advertised. All the parties have signed off on it. We've worked a really long time on getting the settlement agreement together, and everyone has approved in principle. It has been properly executed and advertised, and it's on the docket as item 1229. We do recommend final approval.
Pleasure of the board.
Move to accept.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. Thank you for the second, Mr. Arnold. Is there any board discussion of the matter? Any public comment concerning the matter? Any objection to the motion? Hear none. Motion carries.
Thank you. Item number three is a request by Energy Properties for authority to negotiate with staff on an operating agreement. This is on a 40-acre tract on former state lease 11136 in Jefferson and St. Charles parishes. So at this time, we do recommend that the board grant staff authority to negotiate the operating agreement and to remove the acreage from Commerce pending negotiations or for 90 days, whichever occurs first.
Pleasure of the board.
Move to accept.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. Second, Ms. Arnold. Any board comment? Any public comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Item number four is an update by staff regarding the demand last month that was made to Chesapeake, Louisiana for failing to execute a partial release on state lease number 19459 in Caddo and DeSoto parishes. This is simply an update and a follow-up to that. Staff has met with Chevron, and they have agreed to the release, so we are in the process of Chesapeake's agreed to the release, and we're in the process of having everything executed and properly filed into the conveyance records. I believe there are some Chesapeake representatives here if anybody wants to say anything. Otherwise, this is simply just an update, and no action is going to be taken.
Takes no action. Thank you.
Okay. Item number five is a request by Wadi Petroleum for the waiver of a portion or all of the liquidated damage assessment that was levied on a late partial release on State Lease 17991 in Terrebonne Parish for the amount of $34,700. This is Wadi's first offense, so at this point we're going to recommend a full waiver of the liquidated damages, and that is according to the protocol.
Pleasure of the board. Thank you, Mr. Arnold.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Scurr, for the second. Any board discussion? Any public discussion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, motion carried.
Thank you.
Can we back up just 1 second, please?
We sure can.
On number four on this Chesapeake not filing, timely filing this, these releases, have we got their attention about how important that is?
We did.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number six, and we're back to Chevron. This is a request by Chevron for lease amendments on five separate leases. Some of them are grouped together, but I'll go through each one separately. What they're asking for on State Lease 19547 is they are asking for an additional year of deferred development with a full bonus, with the option for a second year of deferred development, again with a full bonus.
They're asking for the option year to be for a rental payment.
I'm sorry, that's what they're asking.
Right.
You're right. On State Leases 19534 and 19536, they're asking for an extension of the primary term for a year with a full payment and with the option for a second year with full payment of another bonus for the first year, bonus for the second year, with a 0.5% increase in the first year. And I just want to clarify, because on the letter that they sent to us formally making this request, it was a little ambiguous as to whether or not they were agreeing to the 0.5% increase in royalty, and they are actually agreeing to it in their letter. It's just a little ambiguous. So our item number six doesn't really clarify that, but I just wanted to make that point that we have clarified that verbally with Mr. Duplantis, the attorney representing Chevron.
And they were invited to the meeting to object if they objected to the 0.5% royalty, and they declined. Is that correct?
That is correct. On State Leases 19537 and 19540, again, they're asking for an extension of the primary term with the payment of a full bonus and a 0.5% increase in royalty with the option for a second year with the full payment of a full bonus on all the acreage. Our recommendations vary slightly from what they have requested, and I'm going to go through just the differences. We're going to recommend everything that they've asked for with the following exceptions. On State Lease 19547, they asked for the payment of a full bonus for the first year and a rental payment on the second year, but we're recommending a full bonus on both years. And they understand that. We've verbally discussed that with them. The other difference, and again, it was just the clarification on the 0.5% increase in royalty on the remaining four leases. There will be a 0.5% increase in royalty, I believe, from 22 to 22.5 for the first year on all four of those leases.
I think it's 22.5 to 23, but it's a 0.5%.
It's a 0.5% increase.
For the first year.
And no increase for the second year. That's a lot of information. Do you want me to go through that again?
No.
Okay.
What's the question? Any board member have any? What's the board? Chair will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation as you just read it.
Thank you.
Arnold moves. Thank you, Mr. Diaz, for the second. I was kind of struggling this morning. I have a question, Chair. Any sense of why they're wanting to delay? Is it just a downturn?
We've actually met with them. We had a pretty lengthy meeting with them, and this is on an ultra-deep well, probably the deepest one.
Yeah. The well right now is somewhere around 25.5.
Is that the Johnson Bayou well?
No, this is the
Bear Hump? Yeah, Bear Hump, something. That's what they call it. They're at 25.5. They want to drill to 29. But in order to do so, they had to modify the pad. This was that force majeure that had been granted previously. And they created a large unit for that. What happened is they're doing an engineering study on what's necessary to fix the rig itself as well as the pad, but they also lost one of their money partners. So what we're doing is, that's one of the force majeures you heard earlier, grant them an extension of force majeure until March. And if they don't have something solid in the way of alleviating the problem, such as actually getting a rig there and getting it on, then the staff may not recommend further force majeure, in which case all of these things, they'll hold the leases for one more year with an option for a second year, but the unit may fall. So all of these things are based upon not just the technical aspects of drilling that deep well, because again, it will be the deepest well in the state when it's done. It's deepest now at 25.5. But also finances, always.
Mr. Bradbury's in the audience. He's our petroleum engineer. He can answer the technical questions. He's reviewed all the documentation. But I would add that one other delay they had was the state acreage is included in a unit with private acreage, and there was a lengthy delay in their getting their private lease negotiated and executed.
Right. That's a BP lease.
These wells are in the same category as the Lion Creek well and the Johnson
Bayou
well, where Chevron's taking this real, they don't even have the ability to produce it, I believe they told us at Lion Creek.
Well, again, when you drill a well that deep, there is a lot of new engineering that has to be done because of the pressure, temperature, and those kind of things. Again, Charles Bradbury, as an engineer, can answer that. But, yeah, there are a lot of technical difficulties.
Well, these are, they told us at the Lion Creek that this was a wildcat well. I guess all of these essentially are. Is that right, Mr. Bradbury?
Anything that deep will probably be a wildcat well.
She's ordering your pound, y'all. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
How are you this morning, sir? I'm interested in these three ultra-deep wells. Just give us a brief update on it. Just brief.
Lyman Creek, the one you visited, is still drilling.
Yes.
So they're getting down there now. This one here was recognized for force majeure primarily because they had to refit the rig to go deeper. They had literally drilled as far as they possibly could with this rig the way it was set up and the equipment on hand. So to go deeper, they're going to have to put in like a
I think they said a 15, 25,000 pound blowout preventer, which is, they have to build. And to do that, it raises the floor of the rig additional height, so they have to build a substructure, a superstructure underneath it to raise the rig up, and then they could drill the well so they're high enough to be above the blowout preventers. And of course, when they do that, they change, you all were on site, but they changed all the angles of everything that they're working with. So where they drag the pipe up to the rig floor, when they piece it together in drilling operations, they'll have to modify that. So there are a few changes they're going to have to look into, as well as the draw works, all the wiring, all the cabling they have up there for pulling things in and out of the well. And they had the problem with the private lease. They had the problem with they actually had a problem where the rig actually changed company hands. The rig was sold from one company to another, which was part of the confusion. That's why they've had the delay to this point. And then, of course, the other matters that are associated with it.
Well, from the chair, Chevron to be commended to attempt these deep, ultra deep efforts here could be quite productive if they're successful.
Well, it's the great thing about it is it gives us another look of what's out there, what's potential, and we really, we're trying to work within the rules to assist the industry as much as possible here.
Thank you. Any board member have any comment or further question or observation or anything?
Also, you might note that this well, when they finally complete it, will be at least $100 million.
That's what they said. Lime Creek would be about $100 million also. Well, Chevron has 50% in the one that we're discussing here.
Right now, they're planning to drill this at 50%.
Mm-hmm. I think they're sort of in the.
They have 80% now. They're planning on drilling at 50%. They're trying to find another money partner.
A lot of speculation on them this morning. They've got a lot of cash.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a question.
Around to buy somebody. The local journal was reporting this morning. Just rumors, Anything else? Any objection to the motion? Are we finished with that? Did we pass that motion? Okay. Any question from the public? Question from the board or comment from the board? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Hall. Appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much, Ms. Tech.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Tech.
The remaining two items are in executive session.
Thank you.
I move we go in executive session.
Thank you very much, Mr. Regard. Thank you for the second, Mr. Arnold. We have been. Any objection? Hearing none. We'll be in executive session for a few minutes. I like to hear that. We have to do the roll call again. You gonna make it? Chair, I'll entertain a motion.
Okay, make a motion to come out of executive session.
Any objection? Hearing none, we're out.
Second by Ms. Segura.
Seconded by Mr. Segura.
Thank you.
Ms. Dewey?
Item number 7 was a discussion in executive session of the State of Louisiana versus ASA Properties et al., which is pending in DeSoto Parish. At this time, staff is going to recommend that the board approve a rejection of the defendant's current settlement offer and to grant staff general authority to negotiate on possibly another settlement offer.
What's the pleasure?
Move to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Gurr, for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the second. Is there any comment from the public? Any comment from the board or discussion by the board? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Item number 8 was a discussion in executive session of the Plaquemines Parish School Board versus Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. This is pending in Plaquemines Parish, and What we have discussed and what we will recommend is that the board grant authority for our counsel, Pat Ottinger, to file a writ application with the Louisiana Supreme Court after recently receiving an affirmation from the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals of the trial court's decision, which was not in our favor.
Chair will entertain the motion. Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for moving that we approve staff.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Segura, for the second. Is there any public comment on this issue? Any board comment or discussion? Any objection by the board to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Thank
Go
you. Ahead. That's all we have.
Thank you, Mr.
I do have one item.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One more.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if we need to add this to the agenda, or I'd just like to get a report from the Attorney General's office concerning an investigation on Winterlose Corporation. I do have a meeting tomorrow with Mrs. Erks. I'm sure that will come up.
I'm sorry that I overlooked.
That's not a problem.
Your request. Apologize. Accept my apology, please.
Thank you, Ryan.
Had you alerted him?
Ryan Seidemann with the Attorney General's office. All I can tell you about that right now is that we do continue to look into the matter, and we've been gathering information and reviewing it. We don't have any preliminary conclusions as yet.
That's fine, and we expect a report in December.
I think that the, if I recall, resolution from the board was either December or January, I can't remember. Dependent, the volume of this is actually fairly substantial, so we may have to come back to you guys and ask for an extension, but right now it's January.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Make a motion to adjourn?
I do need a motion. I'm waiting. You've got one. I have a second from Mrs. Gurr. Any objection to the motion? We're adjourned. Thank you. Thank you very much for the legal staff advice this morning. Ms. Heck, Ms. Dewey, Ryan, and others.
Martin?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Darrell Smith? Helen Smith? Chip Klein. We have a quorum of the board. Will the staff please present its recommendation to the committee?
Good morning.
Good morning, Dennis.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the September 12, 2012 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 and item number 2. Item number 3, please approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 4 through items number 19. Approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana for items number 20, 21, and 22, and please approve items number 23. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries State Agency Lease Transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, Advertised Proposals, please approve items number 1 through items number 3. For item number 4, approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 5 and items number 6, and that will complete the staff's recommendations to the DACA Review Committee.
Are there any public comments to the staff's recommendations? Any comments of the board?
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Second motion. Do I have a motion to adjourn the Doctor's Review Committee?
Sanders.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Docket review committee is now adjourned.
Thank you.
At this time, I'll call the meeting, regular board meeting, to order. Item one is the roll call.
Mr. Angel, Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero. Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith. Ms. Smith. Mr. Klein.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 7 members present and a quorum.
Great, thank you. Item two, approval of the August 8th, 2012 minutes.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any questions or discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Item three, the adoption of the committee recommendations. 3A, lease review committee. B, nomination and track committee. C, audit committee. D, legal and title controversy committee. And E, docket review committee.
So
motion approved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Item four is our executive session for the technical briefing. Are we ready? All right. Do we have a motion going to executive session? Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Morton. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're in executive session. We'll be back in a few minutes after review of those bids.
I'm getting that. There you go, dear. Thank you, love. How's everything?
Doing all right.
Missed you.
Missed you too. No, helping you real
bad. Get out of set where we can just log on and keep it up. Take it. Take it.
All right. I'd like to entertain a motion to go back in regular session.
Here.
Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session. Mr. Vaughn, our technical briefing, please.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track number 42896, the staff recommends that the bid by Classic Petroleum be rejected for insufficient consideration and that it be re-advertised with minimums. On track number 42901, the staff recommends that the bid by Tacoma Energy Corporation be rejected for insufficient consideration. It did not, the bid was not equal to the 25% royalty, the minimum advertised by the Caddo Levy District.
For 901, 902, 903.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 42902. And 42903, we had bids by Tacoma Energy Corporation. We were recommending that those bids be rejected for insufficient consideration. They did not bid the minimum 25% royalty. As to the remaining tracks receiving bids, we recommend that those bids be accepted.
All right. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all, Mr. Arnold.
I got one question. On the Classic Petroleum on track number 42896, we will re-advertise that with minimum.
Yes, sir. We will recommend that.
And the other one, we will not be re-advertising. That will be up to the levy board, right?
Correct.
Okay. I make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion to accept staff's recommendation by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any questions or public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All of those bids are awarded as leases. Item six is the announcements. Are there any announcements?
Yes, sir. The total for today's lease sale, $337,576, and our fiscal year-to-date total is now $5.7 million. The new force majeure system is now online and active. If anyone needs to request a force majeure due to Bayou Corn, Hurricane Isaac, or any other event, you can enter that online. And if you have any questions about how to work the online system, you can call Mr. Charles Bradbury, and he'll guide you through it. And a final announcement. I just wanted to thank all the speakers and attendees from the oil and gas conference. It was a very successful conference, and we appreciate everyone's participation.
Thank you. Yes, I would also like to thank the staff for that, and I know Mr. Cordero is not here today, and he asked me to say that he thought that the seminar was another good year, and wanted to really thank the staff for all their planning and efforts and putting together a really successful Sunrise Seminar. And if you haven't gone, you should try to go next year. If there's no further announcements, we'd like to welcome Mr. Schutz as the new secretary. Yeah, and thank you for coming. If not, if there's no further business, a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Martin. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We adjourn. We'll see you next month. Thank you.